Shalom, anachnu lomdim.
Hello, we are studying from the Gate of Intentions for Pesach, the first teaching on the matter of Exodus from Egypt. We are in the middle in Havaya Dema. It's in the Passover book. Unfortunately, we do not have the English translation, and we will do our best.
Natel?
We'll continue. We'll start. In the Havaya of Ma of Alephs, in Zeranpin, there are three Alephs. And each of them implies the name Ekye in square and posterior, which in Gimatria are Dam, blood, of the upper Ima, which expands in Zeranpin and is called Ekye. And since there are no judgments in her, hence she becomes Dam. This is the order of the expansion and division of Havaya of Ma of Alephs in Zeranpin, because Yud in its head of Zeranpin and He, the first He, in the Garon of Zeranpin, where the Yesod of Ima clothes, within which the Moach of Dat is included of the five Chasadim and the five Gvurot. This Yesod of Ima, which is in the Garon of Zeranpin, one of the filling of the first Hey, since Hey herself is in Garon, and the one whose fulfillment is in the Yesod of Ima of the Garon. Hence, the Aleph that is there is Ekye, square, raises Dam, and this is called the blood of vitality, which vitalizes Zeranpin in the reason within it. The Dam in the Garon is called the Dam of Chayut, the blood of vitality. The letter Vav below, when Dat expands and descends downwards, in the lower in the upper third of Tiferet of Zeranpin until the Chazeh, for then the Dat is revealed in the expansion of five Chasadim and five Gvurot. The letter Aleph being filled with the letter Vav, which is given between the two Vavs, is the name Ekye, also in its square, raising also Dam. And these are the clothings of Chesed and Gvurot, which expand there. The letter Aleph in Gimatria, Dam. And if you remove the letter Aleph, this letter Aleph, from the Havaya of Ma, the Havaya will remain in the calculation of Dam as well. It turns out that the whole Havaya, besides this Aleph, is in Gimatria, Dam, blood. And this Aleph, which implies there to the Ekye in its square, also is in Gimatria, blood, Dam. If so, it is Dam within Dam, blood within blood. And in the connection of blood, Ekye, and Dam, the remnants of Havayadir of Alephs, everything will be Ma, as the sorting of Adam, and this is the secret of pouring the blood of man in Adam. In the revelation of Chesed and Gvura below the Chazeh, there is a little bit of a grip to the external ones in them. And this is where it's written, he shall add reason, he shall add pain. For since reason is covered and concealed within the Yesod of Ima until the Chazeh, then the klipot cannot grip onto it. And when it's revealed below the Chazeh, when its illumination is added in a revealed manner, then it will add pain, which are the klipot which grip on there. And there is no greater pain than this pain. And then, Chesed and Gvura, which are below the Chazeh of Zeranpin, divide to two.
Hey, Dam Tohar.
Hey, blood of purity, and hey, blood that is impure. And then, when Chesed and Gvura are given to Rachel, which is called the lower hay of Havaya, of the Ma of Alephs, in a coupling, then that Aleph, which is being filled with the letter hay as the last one, implies the name Ekye in its square, raising blood, which is given in Rachel, and then in her five bloods of impurity and five bloods of impurity are made. The exile of Egypt caused the upper Israel, Zeranpin, to return and be concealed in gestation within the upper Ima, Gimel Go Gimel. And there, the place of the control of Egypt and Pharaoh, the klipot of the upper ones in the upper narrows. And then it illuminates in Da'at of Zeranpin only the 10 clothings. 10 ekyes in square, 10 times blood, dam, 210, the number of years in the exile of Egypt. 10 names ekye with the fillings of their filling, whereas within every filling is the filling of the filling. 27 letters, 27 times 10 equals 270. Er, awake. And they are the sparks, semen of Adam HaRishon, who made them evil. Hence, the years of exile of Egypt depend on the name Ekye, whereas the 10 posterior of his are 210 Yedu years. Moshe, in the scene of the bush, saw and thought that because Israel caused the departure of the upper Da'at, which are the 10 Havayas of five Chasadim and five Gvurot, if so, their two exiles are as the number of 10 Havayot that were departed due to them. And in Gimatria, Reish Samech. Hence, the time of redemption did not come. Then, the Creator told him that the end of their exile does not depend on the Havayaz of Da'at that departed. Rather, in the posterior of the names Ekye, which remained in Da'at of Zeranpin, from which the external ones in exile suckle. And according to the number of their place of suckling is the number of their two governments, Redu years. And if so, the time has arrived for their redemption. Pharaoh, wicked and a wizard, knew how to about the departure of Zeranpin and its return to gestation in Upper Ima. For then, Zeranpin Havaya does not supervise and govern the world. Hence, when Moshe came to him, he said, I did not know the Lord. For he saw that the suckling of the upper klipa, which controls him upon Pharaoh, was not suckling from there. And this is, I did not know the Creator. Ziranpin, Havaya. Who is the Lord that I should listen to his voice? Whereas Ziranpin, Yud K, Vav K, where you come with its messenger, as its messenger to me, where is it that I should listen to him? After all, he dispelled his governance and entered into Ibur. And this is where it's written, and the Lord strengthened the heart of Pharaoh. When he would hear the name of the Lord from Moses, he would strengthen in his heart. For he knew with his wisdom that he is concealed in the gestation and not being revealed. Is it that in the name of Elohim, in the Creator, that he is thankful? Since Joseph, Kel Elohim, will torture the peace of Pharaoh. And he replied and said, after that, the Creator will announce you, etc. And it turns out that he was in heresy of the name Havaya and thankful in the name Elohim. And the matter is that here, at the time of Gadlut of Ziranpin, he has Mochin of the name Havaya. And when he's in Katnut, or in the time of Ibur, he has the Mochin of Elohim, as implied and explained here. And here now, when Ziranpin was in the matter of Ibur, it had the Mochin of Elohim and not of Havaya. Hence, it was in heresy to Havaya and ungrateful to Elohim. The control of the external ones was not by the name Havaya, but in the name Elohim. Hence, when Ziranpin is in Ibur, there was in Mochin of Elohim, and had the ability then in the external ones to suckle and grip on there. For the name Elohim expands through many degrees, until at the end of the last degree, from the yeast of the wine in him, emerge from their end the klipot, which are called other gods. As it is written, the angel of God upon the nations. There are three mochin during the time of Katnut and Ibur, and these are the three names Elohim. From there, the klipot of Egypt and Pharaoh grip onto, as they grip onto the back of the neck and the posterior of the dat. The three ministers of Pharaoh. The minister of drink, the minister of bakers, the minister of the cooks are from the three gods. And their suckling from there was from the three Elohim in the three Mochin that were in Ibur. This is the reason for them being called other gods. Since others in Gimatria, Garon, throat. And in Gimatria, the three names Elohim, which expand in the Garon. And through their expansion to many degrees, the yeast emerges from them in the end of their expansion. And they become different as in the number of the Garon, where the initiation of their suckling happens. where the upper narrow is, where the grip of Egypt exists. The measure of the expansion of the name Elohim until the measure of Kuf Kaf combinations that are in it. Since the block of the five letters builds Kuf Kaf homes, houses. And these Kuf Kaf combinations, or 120 combinations, are the discernment of the new degree of sanctity. And they begin from Ziran Pin of Briah until the end of Asiya. And from there downwards, the Klipa, other gods. And all the suckling of the klipa from the 120 combinations, even though they are kedusha, the upper wine whose yeast the klipa grip onto. The suckling of Egypt and Pharaoh, not from all 120 combinations of Elohim, only from 48 combinations, the last ones in it, which depend on two letters, Yud Mem from Elohim. Because 24 combinations in every letter, Elohim, and the number of all of them, 5 times 24, equals 120 Kuf Kaf combinations, 120 combinations. And this is where it's written, who is the creator that I should listen to him? Because with the force of their suckling from the 48 last combinations, which are against the two letters Mi of Elohim, he would be in heresy towards the name Havaya. According to the fact that if the Mohin of Havaya of Gadlut were to be revealed, his suckling would be from the letters Mem Yud of Elohim of the Ibur being cancelled. And as he saw that then he would have suckling and gripping onto the letters Mem Yud of Elohim, his instruction was to not be revealed Havaya, and therefore he would be a heretic of the name Havaya. And although the name, and although the Creator, in order to subdue him, beat him with 10 plagues, 10 blows, from the three letters Ele of Elohim, which he would not grip onto and suckle from. And this is as it's written, for you to see these signals of mine within him. For three letters Ele of Elohim, which Pharaoh had no grip onto or suckling in, he wanted to beat them by him, and to connect them with the two letters Mem Yud, which are in the innards of Pharaoh, who suckled from them. And by their connection, the name Elohim will be completed, which is the force of judgment, and then they will be blunted by him. Do not wonder whether Egypt, the head of the kingdoms, as the head of the four rivers, Garden Eden, which is Pishon, hence, how does he suckle from the two last letters of Elohim? Since these letters, Mem Yud, are immersed from those letters. Mem Yud are 50 days between Passover and Atzeret. The combinations who begin with the letters Mem Yud, 24 combinations in Yud, and 24 combinations in Mem. Both of them, 48 combinations. Hence, the land of Egypt is called the land of Ham, as it is written, the wonders of the land of Ham, the warm or hot land, which suckle from 48 combinations. It's also, as it's written, Ham ben Noach, the father of Egypt, and as it is written, the sons of Ham, Cush, and Egypt. Pharaoh thought, since Zeranpin returned to be concealed in Ima, in Ibu, to not return and be revealed outwards, outside the entrails of the upper Ima. And by this, too, also the lower people of Israel, which are called Israel after Zeranpin, which is called Israel, they too will remain in exile within Egypt. Because the upper Israel, which governs them, was, its reality was cancelled. Hence, the Creator sent it to him by Moses. So said the Creator, my son, my firstborn Israel, to imply that the firstborn in the upper Israel, who exists and is not cancelled. And he announced that according to his heresy of his reality, hence he will be punished measure against measure with the plague of the firstborn, since he had heresy to the upper firstborn. May be blessed. And this is where it's written that if you are holding back in sending, here I will kill your firstborn son. And this is where it's written, and it was, for he will ask you, your son, tomorrow to say, for the firstborn son, which extends from the holy upper firstborn son, is the one who will ask you this question. Meaning, it touches him, this question. Because it is in him that Pharaoh would like to be in heresy towards, and to detain Israel in exile under its authority.
Galut Mitzrayim,
the exile of Egypt. One, where the upper Israel, Zeranpin, which returned to the Ibu Gimel Go Gimel, which is the lower exile of Israel within Egypt.
Two,
due to its ascent upwards, the five Hasadim departed from him, which expand in Vak, and they rose upwards into their root, in the Moach of Dat, to the Garon, to the Siyom of Yesod of Ima of Zeranpin. And there in the Garon is the grip of the Klipa of Egypt, a narrow place. For then the Moach of Dat illuminates in the body of Zeranpin only in the posterior of the clothing of the Yesod of Ima, which are 10 bloods. These two matters are held together because the taste of the lower one causes to the upper one, for it had to return to Gimel Go Gimel. And this is where it's written in Ezekiel, and I shall pass over to you and see you immersed in your blood. Because the reason that you are in this difficult and harsh work in bricks, and this is because of your, the reason of cause of your bloods, because due to these 10 bloods which illuminate and expand in Zeranpin, hence there is overcoming and suckling to the external ones. Therefore, they overcame to enslave Israel in hard labor. And to correct this, he says, in your bloods live. Because of the bloods is the reason that you were enslaved. And the upper lives shall extend, which is the matter of the birth of Zeranpin and its growth. And then the Mohin of Gadlut will enter it, called life, which are Ekye, Yud Ke Vav Ke, Ekye. By this life, you shall emerge out of exile. And since the two bloods, the pure blood and the impure blood, hence he said two times, in your bloods live, in your bloods live. Two bloods, the blood of Pesach and the blood of circumcision. The blood of circumcision, pure, from the chesed that is revealed in the mouth of Ima, the yesod of the male. The dam of Pesach is against the gvurot in the nukva, because Pesach is in the nukva. Therefore, they corrected the verse in the Haggadah. It turns out that the redemption of Egypt was by a great miracle, because the people of Egypt and Pharaoh were gripped onto and rooted to suckle from the upper da'at of Zeranpin, until it caused the returning of Zeranpin to Ibur Gimel Go Gimel. The essence of the diminution from which there is no word lower. And the upper emanator was necessitated to return and give birth to Zeranpin and to grow the essence of the last of the growth in order to cancel the suckling of the external ones from there, due to the authority of the great light, and by it they exited the exile.
Microphone.
What can I say?
What was that, Rav? Probably the whole world is curious what just happened here.
This was the reading of the Gate of Intentions of the Holy Olin on the matters of Passover.
Why reading this? Why is this?
Even though we don't remember and don't understand, this remains. It remains. It's wondrous, but soon we'll read it on different degrees, and you'll see as much as it stayed in you, and it comes back from the past.
What do we need as those who listen or hear, when we hear this text that is...
You want to connect to it, even though you can't, and that's it. And in this...
And with this we will conclude, so I have a few announcements. Please notice two announcements. First one, as we are preparing for Passover, we are happy to invite you to a powerful evening and to strengthen the Israeli spirit, an evening where we'll have lectures and fascinating talks about the essence of freedom according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, workshops and a lot of togetherness. Free in our land. We're exiting to freedom in Pesach and we're strengthening the Israeli spirit. Thursday, April 11th, 6:30 p.m. Israel time here in Petah Tikva. You're invited to pass this to your friends, your relatives, and save a place, RSVP a place, as you do some early registration by clicking on the link on the screen. The second announcement. Our broadcast schedule for today, Wednesday, at noon, Israel time, afternoon lesson, at 5:30 p.m., we're reading the study of Ten Sfirot, and at 7:30 p.m., the Zohar reading. There's an announcement for who? For Dudi. Please, Dudi.
I just wanted
to tell everybody that there was a big earthquake in Taiwan with a lot of damage. China and Japan were there, and for a few of our friends are living in the areas that got hurt. So let's think of the friends that everything will be okay with them.
Amen. And we'll conclude with a song.
בלילות הלב נסגר כאילו שהכל נגמר ואין עצה ואין תבונה אז מתחדשת הבנה בין עליות לירידות כשאין מוצא ואין כוחות ולא נותרה כבר אף מילה אז מתפרצת התפילה כי אם חם הכל חיים באורך אנחנו מבקשים ויש תחושה שלא עונים אז נחדש את הכוונה ונחזק את האמונה לחידוש האמונה מהלבו לתפילה לחידוש האמונה יחד לתפילה לחידוש האמונה יחד לתפילה